Hello, dear viewers. It's often, well, sorry, not often that you hear me say three cheers for Sir Keir Starmer, but I have to say bravo to Sir Keir. He's taken a long overdue step. Labour has done something Conservatives should have done decades ago if the Conservatives were not just insanely Zionist. This Arab-Israeli conflict is about pain, is about injustice, and most of that is on the Israeli side, inflicted by them. And the United Kingdom has often aided and abetted this, which is disgraceful, this abject and unsupportable oppression imposed on the long-suffering Palestinian people, which is not to say that there's no wickedry on the Palestinian side either. So I'm elated that finally Palestinian statehood has been recognized. It should have happened decades ago. The Palestinian National Charter in 1964 proclaimed Palestine a nation. Recognized by all the other Arab countries, is recognized by 147 out of the 193 United Nations member states that recognize Palestine, and so this brings it up to 148. It's thought that up to 10 more are going to recognize Palestine imminently as a sovereign state. Palestine's had observer status in the United Nations for a very long time, but it most certainly is a sovereign state. By any definition, has full diplomatic relations with many countries and so forth, has its own government, its elected government, controls a tiny portion of Palestine, but that's because of Israel's illegal military occupation. So crimes must not be rewarded by depriving the Palestinians of their rights. To fail to recognize Palestine would be to reward terrorism, Israeli state terrorism, the willful murder of over 65,000 people in the last 23 months alone. Even Israel acknowledges that the great majority, like 85%, are civilians. Even Israel acknowledges that over 20,000 of its victims are children. At least 37 hospitals bombed by Israel, because every single one is a so-called terrorist base. And the Israelis other day deliberately destroying an 11th century mosque without the least military rationale for doing so, sheer spite, wanton vandalism. This is completely unjustified by any military necessity. Yet another flagrant and material breach of the Geneva Convention, which Israel has signed and ratified years ago. And it asserts that its rights under the Geneva Convention, it therefore behoves the Israelis to abide by that same convention. So Israel stakes its legitimacy on a number of reasons, but partly creation by the United Nations, recognition by other nation states. And I'm not even sure now, is it even more countries recognize Palestine than recognize Israel? Israel's also illegally occupying Syria and Lebanon. Even if you say Palestine doesn't count, Lebanon definitely counts. Syria definitely counts. Even Israel recognizes them as sovereign states, though it does not have diplomatic relations to them. So I'm glad France is going to follow suit, Canada, Australia, several other countries, possibly Liechtenstein, and so on. So few countries in Western Europe do not recognize a Palestine. Moreover, the United States, perhaps a few Latin American countries. So Palestine is a nation, really, by any definition. Say, oh yes, but after 1948, the Egyptians administered the Gaza Strip and the Jordanians administered the West Bank. Yes, that's true. Palestine was a fledgling nation, like so many countries became independent just after the Second World War. It was reeling from this crippling military defeat. So many people were refugees or internally displaced people. It was very underdeveloped. And so, yes, it needed the assistance of fraternal Arab nations. And the Palestinian National Charter, the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, said this is trusteeship from our allies until such time as we can get ourselves on our feet and liberate the illegally occupied territories. Obviously, they wanted the whole of historic Palestine back, not just the West Bank, not just Gaza. So, Palestine over a century has lost over 90% of its territory, is losing more every single day with armed robbery by the IDF, with these illegal immigrants living in the West Bank, in land even Israel says doesn't belong to Israel, turning up, shoving a gun in somebody's face, physically removing people, stealing their property, sometimes raising the house to the ground, planting trees to grow quickly to cover it all up. building a new house is absolutely outrageous. The few Palestinians who live there, they suffer the depredations of the illegal immigrants and the Israeli military, often murdering people, unarmed people, people whom they know to be civilians, flagrant racist policies, outright apartheid policies, different roads for different racial groups, different colored registration plates, like minimal access to water for Palestinian farmers, and on and on and on. And people who can claim to be halakhically Jewish or the tiniest drop of Jewish blood, even married to a Jewish person, but not Jewish at all themselves, they can become Israeli citizens very quickly, a matter of months. Someone who fled for his life or her life in 1967, he or she has absolutely no right to come back there, according to Israeli law, because of their racist and religiously discriminatory policies. I wish the Christian wing nuts in the USA, who are so supportive of these racist policies, realize that some Palestinians are Christians and they're discriminated against specifically because of their Christian faith, not allowed to come back. Wow, it's staggering, it's horrific, it's the most monstrous, outrageous injustice, calling to heaven for vengeance. And I know Jews are being treated abominably in many other countries, particularly white Christian countries in the 20th century. I don't even need to mention the Holocaust. We all know about that. But historically in France, in England, in other places, in Tsarist Russia, in Romania and so forth, and in Arabia, after the proclamation of the State of Israel from Algeria, from Morocco, from Egypt, from Iraq, from other countries, Jews were driven out. And that is a terrible injustice. That must also be rectified. They should receive an apology, escitement, the right to return, citizenship, and so on. Spain has given them redress and so on. So this ought to go without saying, but no one should be discriminated on the basis of his or her ethnicity, race, religion, and so forth, place of birth, nationality, origin. It's just really beyond argument. It's in the United Nations Charter and so on, something that Israel signed up to and blatantly breaches every single day. So I'm elated this step is taken. There should be the Palestinian embassy, as it now is in London, diplomatic recognition to them and so forth. So Palestine a nation, long live Palestine, free Palestine, end the conflict now, free the hostages, the 11,000 Palestinians held by Israel and the however many Israelis held by Hamas, end the illegal occupation, aid in now, food in now. We need a reconstruction, and Israel must pay reparations for these absolutely appalling, sickening crimes committed by them. And of course, not all Israelis are bad. There's some very valiant Israelis who courageously raise their voice for justice and human rights in the noblest Judaic traditions. So anyway, it's so infuriating what's going on every single day. It's not a war, it's a massacre, as the Palestinians are virtually disarmed. Okay, dozens of Palestinians killed every single day. And some days, not a single IDF soldier killed. Some days, none even wounded. Unsurprisingly, the few Palestinians with guns, they want to defend their families. What would you do?